like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
This is Truth Speech with the King. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're live. My name is Gabriel Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. Holy shit, already. It is March 16th, 2024. First things first at the top. We need to be so much better with categorizing and scheduling and timing the tweets with the timing of the podcast, meaning like if I'm gonna talk about releasing a show or dropping a show or something like that, a brand new episode, just like we were kind of doing earlier, then I gotta be a lot more better at it so people can listen and tune into those previous episodes and then, you know, be just in time for the new WIST episode, because I just pushed the Spotify Wrapped 2023 highest rated Truth Speech podcast episode of 2023. I think it's 2023. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I mean, it seems like the book, Living and Surviving Hell on Earth, if you guys don't know, now you do. In a way, I have a ebook out that's available chapter by chapter. It's not fully completed. I have not written in there in quite some time, but I was kind of just listening to the podcast earlier just to kind of see, you know, know what I'm going to be sharing out there for people. And obviously it's already a previous episode that's been re-released, but it's pinned to the top. It's exclusive. It's available only on Spotify Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure to tune in and listen to that one, as well as last week's episode, episode 503. That one did real good as well. I mean, I enjoyed that one. I listened to it a little bit earlier, but dude, welcome back. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and quickly so we can get into all the fun and all the action and all the information, all the knowledge dropping. Our podcast is available exclusively, like I said, on Spotify Podcast, on all major podcast providers. We have social media, so follow us. Yes, we're all over social media, ladies and gentlemen. It's True Speech Pod on Instagram, Threads, and X, formerly known as Twitter. X.com/TrueSpeechPod. Instagram.com/TrueSpeechPod and Threads.net/TrueSpeechPod. Have we fucking been saying Threads.com/TrueSpeechPod this whole fucking time? I don't fucking know if we have. I'm pretty sure we haven't, but dude, I've been caught up with the whole name of Twitter being changed and all that, and we're quick to jump into the topics and stuff, so in some ways we probably didn't even get to it, but you know, it's a different conversation for a different day. We're back. I am really digging these early morning shows. I mean, dude, it's 3:01 a.m. here. And is it Friday or Saturday? Is it Friday or Saturday? Dude, all my days of the week just fucking combine together. You know, I've talked about this and said this for a while. Like, for example, when it comes to people's weekends, you know, always people always say, like, generally, I think we talked about this on a different episode
oh, you know, I'm excited for the weekend. I'm excited for the weekend. I can't wait for the weekend. Oh, my God. I only have a few more days.
No, my weekend is when I'm fucking off. And I've been away from work for quite a couple weeks, I think, almost now. Probably a couple weeks. But, yeah, man. We have been pushing out True Speech Pod episodes. True Speech episodes. I'm so wrapped up in saying True Speech Pod because that's the handle and all the promotion I'm doing on and all across my social media accounts for the recent episodes and stuff. We've been trying to push this substantially and stuff and get a lot more people. We have gotten a lot more follows on our social media, obviously, and more than 100% down to conversate with the fans in the world of combat sports and just the world in general, especially when it comes to social media and stuff online and stuff like that. So that's something that's majorly important and something that we're heavily take pride on. So like I said, sit back and relax. Have you guys ever had a Voodoo Ranger beer? It's like an IPA. I'm more of a fan of IPAs because, dude, I just don't like to be taking piss frequently and constantly. Like Modelo, Bud Light, Budweiser, all those, Corona, all those motherfucking beers. Dude, they may get you somewhat buzzed after maybe 3 or 4. I mean, for me, it doesn't take that many. I mean, I hadn't drank in a while. So the other day, I had a Big Sips and a Juice Box. These are heavily concentrated and heavily alcoholic. Well, not alcoholic. I mean, they have, 14% in one of them, 11% in another. I think it's either 14 or 16% in one of them for the alcoholic. The percentage of the content of how strong it is and stuff. But, dude, I just got off of, like, the worst fucking hangover ever. But, man, dude, this was probably over a week ago, probably. But, dude, I was saving the story for this episode because, dude, I was telling Julie the number two fucking hurting most fucking horrible hangover I've ever had, dude. Just waking up feeling absolutely shitty, dude. Just feeling sick, just not wanting to even think about alcohol, dude. It's like, I'm sure we all have those million moments in our life where it's like, I'm never drinking again, and then we end up drinking again. But dude, just at the time, I was just feeling fucking horrible, dude. Just like with Fireball is fucking the worst kind of thing that gets me sick as fuck. I mean, it's so sweet. And yesterday, like I said, so going back to what I was saying, the day before yesterday, since it's another day, I had went and drank, just my normal stuff, my juice box, and I drank a Big Sips, and dude, I felt sick afterwards, man. So I'm just like, dude, this is not fun. I'm not enjoying this. So what does that mean? I mean, does that mean that I'm not as keen on drinking because, I went a while for it? Or is it like just the fact that, dude, that tequila episode was terrible, dude. I was so fucked up. And anyone who's out there, anybody who's drinked, anyone who's partied like a rock star knows that when you can't remember shit that happened the previous night when you were fucked up, that's got to be borderline scary and wild. And damn, it's just like, dude, that is exactly why I only like to get drunk in the safe and comfort of my own home. You know what I mean? It's just fucking crazy, dude. And people tell you what you did and what happened and all that. I mean, dude, it was a fucking wild story. Not going to get into any details though, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. We are here. We're live. And, dude, these early morning podcasts, dude, it's been a while since I've been up this early. Like, I have been sleeping like a fucking sailor this last week and a half, almost 2 weeks, dude. It's been crazy, man. I mean, I feel like I just died or something like that. I mean, I'm not in a negative way. I just was so keen to sleep and catch up on millions of hours of sleep. So I've just been at home. I mean, earlier, before you even got on the show, I cleaned the absolute fuck out of my house. Well, just, the surrounding areas and the go-to areas, because obviously, like, I like to keep the kitchen clean and all that for everyone. I mean, obviously, there's only one other person that lives here, but, I try to keep everything absolutely clean, and I figure, why not just clean your dish? Like, for example, when I finish cooking something, and I have my plate ready and all that, I don't just finish eating first, then do the dishes. A lot of times I'll, what's it called? Sorry about the tapping. I'm turning on where it doesn't fucking lock, the auto lock. I mean, I don't like to have a recording going. If you ever use like the voice memos or anything on your phone, because I use the phone's audio transcribed to the highest quality to where it can be up, it can upload and doesn't lag when it's uploading and stuff. But yeah, I don't like to have my quality all messed up and like that. I don't like the background noise or anything like that. If there's background noise, just know that it was permitted, and I heavily thought about it before it happened. So what do we have to go to discuss today? All right, here you go on Truth Speech, the Truth Speech platform, ladies and gentlemen. I know we talked about social media handles and all that too, but if you guys want to follow me, the creator, the host, the eyes, ears, soul, and body of Truth Speech, the creator throughout an entire decade, ladies and gentlemen, you guys can follow me directly on Twitter, x.com/gtkingofficial, instagram.com/gtheking_official, and threads.net/g. I think it's gtheking_official as well. If not, so be it. We also, if you guys follow my Instagram, we have our link tree. The link tree has all the all my social media, everything all in one. I need to update it. I need to look through my 3,000 emails and see which one, different email accounts, which one belongs to my link tree so I can keep it all updated. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 504 of True Speech with the King. Listener discretion is advised if you haven't already. I mean, obviously, that should be something we should do in the first couple minutes more so rather than a 10-minute mark. Listener discretion is strongly advised here. All right, what do we got here? So first and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to pay our ultimate respects. I mean, fortunately, he is not dead. He did not pass away, but UFC Hall of Famer, former UFC heavyweight champion. I think he was the first ever heavyweight champion in UFC history. Former champion Mark Coleman recently was rushed to the hospital and was in a real critical condition at one point. He saved his parents from a house fire, and his dog supposedly, like, so his fucking dog woke him up because there was a fire. So he's going in, saving both his parents from the fire, and went back in to try to save his dog, and then passed out due to the smoke and stuff like that. But, you know, he's up, he is awake, and, you know, he's, if you've seen the videos and stuff on social media, on Twitter and all that, yeah, and if you follow the sport closely, you know that, you know, Mark Coleman is a heavily family-based guy. You know, he's a guy that would probably save anyone and everyone of his family members, and, you know, goes above and beyond, and such a sweetheart of a human being, man. So prayers go to him, obviously his daughters. I mean, if you've seen the videos back in Pride when they were scared, his daughters were scared to see him after he got like beaten up or something like that. And, you know, obviously it's a different kind of game when you got kids and stuff, and they don't know what you do for a living when you're a fighter, or they do. But, you know, just seeing those videos, knowing the history of them, you know, obviously nobody wants to wake up to any news or open their phone or open Instagram to somebody being dead or any bad news in general, dude. It's just not something to look forward to. Obviously, death is a natural part of life. It's things happen in the world. We wake up to news that certain celebrities are dead, or this bad event or thing happened, or tragic whatever event happened. Or situation. I mean, it's inevitable, but I try not to sit there and harp on the world and harp on the negatives that go around in the world. I mean, there's one thing I said on the last episode that was like, you know, we can't sit around and just dwell on things. We can't just sit around and wait for things to happen. We got to enjoy our life day by day while we're waiting for these things to happen. Because if we're sitting around just waiting for some shit to happen, if you're sitting around just, you know, oh, you know, it's two more weeks until this, or I gotta get here, I gotta do this. You gotta enjoy your life in the meantime before you get to the destination that you want to go. Whichever aspirations, whatever goals, or whatever things you have in mind for yourself that you want, you know, they're not out of reach for you. But there also comes a conversation where you have to do the work. You can want all your time. You know, you can separate your wants and needs. You can have it categorized however the fuck you feel like. But you gotta do the work, ladies and gentlemen. You've gotta do the work. So that's something that's super important in life. And, you know, just, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's sad because there's categories of people. There's people that will go above and beyond. There's people that will commit to that goal and stick to the goal. There's people that will fall short. And within the first sign of struggle or adversities or negatives and whatever it is they're looking for or trying to do, they give up. Some people will reset themselves. They'll identify where they went wrong. And you know, you got people that want to achieve. They want to be better. You know, for me personally, if I'm losing at something, if I don't achieve something, if I don't reach my potential on God knows what, I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up. I mean, maybe for a little bit, tiny bit, but then I'm more on what the hell did I do wrong and what can I do that's better? What can I do to achieve victory upon the next time I get the opportunity to? I like to look at the things that I did wrong and use those as motivation for the future. You know what I mean? It just depends on how you choose to look at it. But more to come on structure and how to detail. I will come back to this topic later on. We're going to go in order today. We're trying not to digress too much. Do you remember me saying something about the Voodoo Ranger and stuff? Should we enjoy one here on the show? I don't know. I don't want to get up or nothing like that, but we can cut to a quick commercial break before and do that and stuff, and then we will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to get up and grab it. Should I turn on some background music? But at the same time, I feel like that music can be quite distracting in a way, but there is a way to edit and put music in the background after the show, but that's a whole other blabber and just, you know, conversation for a different day. I mean, depending on the mood, depends on if we do have music on in the background later. Let alone, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, it's nearly 3:30 a.m., so it wouldn't be the most pleasant thing to do. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what I tried for the first time today for dinner? I believe it was swordfish. I don't know if it was swordfish or if it was like tuna or something. I mean, I've tried tuna, man. If you haven't tried tuna, then where the fuck have you been? But no, I tried this I don't know if it was like a swordfish or not, man. It was like a crazy ass exotic animal. I mean, I don't know if that's the right definition of it. But, dude, I had never tried that before. It tasted like pork. You know what I mean? Like, it had that pork tasting vibe. I mean, the only other, you know, obviously, if you think about the supermarket's most basic meats that they have, chicken, steak, well, also known as asada, chicken, steak, fish, beef, chicken, pork, you know, and obviously different forms. I mean, pork chops, they got burgers, they got hot dogs, all these different types of foods and stuff. But I had never, the only things I think I've ever tried, I've tried alligator jerky before. I've tried duck. It was like jalapeno poppers with duck around it. And all the seeds of the jalapeno poppers were taken out, so it wasn't spicy. Because mind you, dude, I'm one of those people, dude, my asshole will burn. My asshole will literally burn. Not literally, but that shit will burn when it comes out, especially when it comes to like using hot sauce or having some shit that's real spicy and stuff. So yeah, no bueno for me. But dude, yeah, I've tried it. It was pretty good. I'm good, dude. I had a whole plate of mixed veggies, which is real good with the I like them, the mixed veggies actually a lot more soggy. I know you can steam them and you can boil them as well, but so damn good. It's so damn good. Just the frozen ones. I know I'm not a health guru. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I like to think, and I was actually thinking about this the other day. Anything and everything that enters this body and this mouth, no homo, is damn good. Like anything I order, either from DoorDash or anything I get in person from a food place or I'm eating in general, I like to think that anytime I go out to eat or anytime I use my own fucking money to spend to buy something to eat, It's something I think that sounds absolutely fucking bomb. It doesn't. There's no stretch of the imagination where I don't enjoy whatever the fuck it is I'm eating. You have to, dude. There's no other way. You gotta, just let alone enjoy what you're eating, you gotta enjoy everything you have in life. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, I'm appreciative of everything that I have. I'm appreciative of what we have in the world in general, and how the world, you know, the technologies that we have, the foods that we have, the freedoms that we have, for the most part, in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, you can dig a little deeper into that, but primarily, we are more free than a lot of other people. And, you know, obviously, the United States has its issues. All the countries, all the states, everywhere has its issues, has its shitty people all up and around and stuff, but the world's full of those people. But if you can stand out and you don't look at that kind of stuff, you probably pay attention to the more positives in life, then that can be like the most beneficial thing. That'd be more sufficient and the happiest way for you to enjoy yourself overall, enjoy your life. You know, some people are happy with the littlest things, those minimalist things. Like the small things in life are what matter. You know, the thought is what counts. That takes us into our next topic here on True Speech. Like I said, if you guys like our show, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. We are, like I said, exclusively available on Spotify Podcasts and all the other 9 other podcast providers specifically are available. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your exes, tell anyone and everyone about our show, your fastest rising, entertaining, knowledge-based, truth-filled podcast hosted by yours truly, Gabriel Hernandez, ladies and gentlemen. So, inflation in today's world, today's day and age. Anybody that doesn't know what inflation is, because I know I have a lot of mixed listeners, a lot of younger listeners, a lot of family, and a lot of different types of people. Inflation is like the unfortunate rise in prices. Notice anything and everything that you look for at the store is so much more expensive over the last few years. I mean, like a bag of chips is most notoriously talked about. You know, like hot Cheetos, for example. So the little ass bag, right? It's about $1.29 at one point in time. Now, I mean, at the store that I work at, $2.29. And they have a big fucking bag. Let me tell you, a big fucking bag. This is why many people, including myself, are addicted to Costco. And every time I go in there, I have to hold on to my wallet for dear life. Because you have these big ass bags in these regular retail and convenience stores, and you got these big old bags of whatever the fuck it is, and they ain't even that full, like chips and stuff. Like, I like my bags to be straight full. I mean, if you go and fill the bags and stuff, don't be like a weirdo or anything. I mean, I used to think people were weird filling up on the bag. Like, one time this guy brought up, you know, maybe like a bag of chips or something with this kid to the check stand, and I was going to check it out. I was going to scan it and stuff like that, and he was filling up on the bag, and then you can kind of feel it, like, generally. I don't know how much of the product they actually put in the bag versus the size of the bag and stuff, but, dude, you got to pay attention to certain stuff like that. But Costco, if you ever go there and get yourself, like, a bag of Doritos, a bag of nacho cheese Doritos. My grandpa got some. They're the biggest fucking bag I've ever seen, and it's only $5. But the $5 bag is like the other, maybe the bigger bag of like the Cheetos or something that, you know, for one person. It's not the small ass bag like you would have with your sandwiches or something like that. It's a good sized bag. It's like 5-something. But so let's go back to what the surroundings, supporting topic of this, inflation, meaning like, dude, I mean, if you go anywhere in life, or, you know, primarily anywhere, to buy something, if you think about prices and stuff, you gotta have a brain, right? You gotta know that these prices have substantially risen over the last couple of years, last few years. I mean, especially a lot more of older people or older generation people, you know, remembering, especially like, I love to fucking hear when people tell me, oh, when I were kids, there's something, this was worth this, or this was worth that, or, you know, this was only this much money, and then, like, you know, you could do this much with this much money, and, you know, back then, we were able to do so much more with so much lesser money. But now, everything's skyrocketed. Obviously, technology is advancing, life is advancing, the world is evolving, everything's evolving, you know, things are getting more expensive. Obviously, we have the politics side in there. I mean, different people that are presidents and stuff. And I mean, all this different stuff that goes on in the world. I can't really point my fingers directly on any one specific reason to why the prices are high. Notoriously gas prices, notoriously food prices, food, meats, vegetables. I mean, the demand, the supply and demand and stuff like that, it is absolute crazy, man. I mean, things are, I mean, obviously, like I said, there's not too many things that I purchase myself that I think, oh my God, these are absolute outrageous fucking prices now. I mean, there is a lot when it comes to, like, I mean, obviously, you got to look for the deals, though. If you're a shopper and stuff, like I said, I'm not no health aficionado. I mean, I like to look for decent prices, you know, efficient prices. I mean, a lot of things that I buy and stuff, I try to look for the best prices for anything. I mean, especially for my phone. I mean, for my TV that I just bought not that long ago was, I mean, a good, efficient price. I mean, I don't, I mean, I spend a lot of money sometimes, and I spend money way too damn fast sometimes, but, you know, I try to generally look for damn good stuff. I mean, when I go to Costco, man, I feel like that. I mean, those last times I went with my pockets full of cash, $300+ each time I went to Costco, dude. Can you believe that? Absolute craziness, dude. It's like hard not to spend hella money there, dude. They have things there that you never would know that you need. Like, my God, I never had to hold on and clutch my wallet as hard as I do when I go into Costco, dude. Especially when you're, even when you're trying to get one specific thing. I don't know if I ever told this story before, but when I went and wanted a $30 gallon bottle of Jameson, it was the Kirkland brand, right? So it was pretty much the same thing. Because, like, down the street, for example, there's a tequila Hornitos bottle, right? There's, like, a medium-sized one, okay? It's 35-something. I go to Costco, $28.99 for a bottle that's three times the size. Even extra big, dude. I got so fucked up on the break while we weren't on the show. I mean, that little over the weekend and stuff. But, dude, oh, my God. I mean, the price gouge. I mean, it's like, do you want to pay $35 for a mid-tier bottle? Or do you want to pay $28? Essentially the same price, but Costco, you get a bigger price. A bigger quantity of items. I mean, the food items is excellent as well. But like I said, going back to what we were saying earlier about, like, all the price gouging and everything just, you know, skyrocketing with prices and stuff, you really gotta know where you're shopping and stuff. You really gotta know where you're going. You really gotta know how to window shop in some ways. I mean, I'm not one motherfucker to look at damn ads. Like, you know, the ads that come in the mail and stuff. Who does that shit? Does anyone use payphones still? You might as well use a payphone if you're looking at the paper ads and stuff. You know, I'm more of a, like a, I don't know if that, what the fuck the term is called, but you just go in, you kind of have an idea of what you want. But then again, structure, properly putting things together, I mean, obviously it's more efficient and stuff like that. I mean, there's times where, dude, I don't even feel like cooking, so I just DoorDash. I mean, when I had that addiction to DoorDashing and stuff, like that day I DoorDashed was like 2 days in a row, Little Caesar's pizzas, and then like the day after, it was like a day before, you know, I did 2 days in a row, and then like a day went by, and then one more day after I ordered again, dude. That's like $38 per DoorDash, but I got two pizzas though, mind you, and Julie always tells me, dude, there's a reason I eat fast, that's why I maybe get hungry quicker and stuff like that. But, dude, I've been drinking water like a motherfucking sailor lately, dude. And my cousin, actually, he's growing his own weed plants because it's legal here in California and stuff like that. So, but point blank is, so he went to use this water tester on our tap water. Mind you, we don't have city water. We have well water, and he tested it, and the pH levels came back so perfect in some ways. Like, dude, I know, because, like, the very first time I ever stepped foot in this house was, like, the beginning of me actually drinking water like a crazy person, dude. Water is my favorite go-to drink, man. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not too keen on drinking overall, though, to sum it up in a way. I mean, to sum it up, even with this Voodoo Ranger that I have right here, dude, we've had this the entire time. I mean, I can't tell you how many hours I actually have had this Voodoo Ranger, but I put it in the fridge and stuff because, you know, I don't know, there's something about it, man. I got sick the other day when I tried to drink and stuff, and I don't know if it was just a sweet or just mixing. I don't think I mixed too much to consider where I was absolutely sick or something like that, you know what I mean? But, you know, drinking, I could 100% abandon if I needed to. know, there's some days that the itch comes, and you know, but I don't ever find myself needing drinking like I needed to smoke or get the edge off, you know what I mean? I put on airplane mode when I have the podcast on. I mean, today's episode has been on airplane mode, so no one tries to call me. Not that I get calls in general, but I've been quite busy throughout the night, and I didn't, what's it called? I was gonna, you know, sometimes when people call, it automatically stops the audio. Dude, the iPhone's audio recordings are some of the best that I've ever heard, let alone the iPad, dude. Some of the best I've ever heard. That's why we have such amazing shows. That's why we have such great shows. Continuing on, though, like I said, point blank is, ladies and gentlemen, hold your wallets tight and or bring only a specific sum of money when you come to or go to Costco. Lesson and moral of the day. Lesson of the day for this episode. I gotta wash my face, dude. It feels like it's fucking oily, bro. I just can't be smelly. I can't be hot or sweaty. I mean, mind you, dude, summer is semi around the corner from us, so we're gonna have to be going from me fucking freezing to me hardly wearing any clothes, or just wearing, you know, the minimalist amount. Like, you know, I wear shorts and stuff, and one of my big things was me wearing shorts. I mean, I did this year round. I dress casually year round, so that's kind of been my problem, because I wouldn't dress for the weather in a way where I'll be too fucking cold or something like that. You have never heard of anyone fucking dressing, overdressing for the hot weather, dude. I mean, you want to be extra fucking hot, or do you want to just not have the right amount of clothes? I mean, I'd rather be cold than hot any day, dude. I mean, I don't really think I enjoy the hot weather as much, or anything that has to do with heat anymore. I mean, obviously, unless it's like fucking cold or something at night and stuff, and you know, obviously, when you get out the shower from like your hot ass shower, dude, the initial wind and stuff like that, and then like, dude, there's been several times where I've been in the house, and I swear to God, up and down, that this shit has been cold as fucking here. And it has been, mind you. You know, there's no lies that were said with it, but as soon as you go outside, it's not as cold at all, really. I mean, it has been windy over the last couple of days and stuff like that, but man, let me tell you, one thing that is a bitch for damn sure is trying to ride against it, the wind. When you're outside, like if you're on a motorcycle, on a bicycle, on an electric scooter, more so if you're me, relating to me, dude, I don't fucking know about the north, east, west, and south, dude. I'm fucking stupid when it comes to that shit. Like, dude, okay, fuck off when it comes to all that. So point blank is, I don't know, and I can't really dictate or tell the wind direction and stuff like that. I don't pay attention to all those little stats like that, man. I mean, there's all these little small things and stats and things you got to pay attention to and simple shit. Dude, I mean, I don't know if this categorizes as math, but dude, I suck fucking ass at math. Unless it means counting money or something, or gathering the amount of subscribers and followers and shit like that. But when it comes to math, dude, that was like the first subject that I failed when I was in school, let alone failed in college. And I would spend so much time trying to get this shit, and I couldn't fucking get it, and I was falling behind in my other subjects because I wasn't able to focus 100%, dude. So that fucking shit's absolutely sucked. Moving along, ladies and gentlemen, you all remember when we were kids? You know, they ask us, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do when you're older? What is your career? And we all have dumbass fucking answers, dude. We have the dumbest fucking answers. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. Astronaut. Teacher. Blah, blah, blah. All of the above. Fast forward 20 plus years. We're in the year 2024. We're in the year 2024. And, you know, a lot of people either aren't where they want to be, they're on their way to being semi where they want to be, or they have a completely different idea. You know, the craziest thing that I would be like wowed by and absolutely shocked by is when fuckers would tell me, motherfuckers would be like telling me, oh, you know, my major was this and that, but you know, I wanted to, you know, I'm undecided. Or why the fuck are you in school if you're undecided? I mean, obviously you have to have somewhat an idea of an idea of what you want to do. I mean, obviously I didn't feel necessary to have to be quizzed or anything, or have to turn in stuff or be graded and or pass or fail. You know, I don't think there's any point of anything that has to do with knowledge that has to warrant you to pass or fail. I mean, knowledge is knowledge. What you take in is what you take in. Different people take it in, but I understand it's school and all that, but dude, I mean, I love knowledge and stuff. I mean, when people tell me they're undecided, or, you know, the worst part was when people will be telling me like, oh, I was majoring in this for a couple of years, and then decided that I didn't want to do that. I mean, after all that fucking time spent, you deciding just now that you don't want to? I mean, maybe after a few months or something, I would decide maybe if it wasn't for me, but dude, people will be doing it for like 2 years or so. I mean, you know, doing it for much longer than that. But I learned, you know, a while ago that you don't need to go to fucking school to be successful in the world. I mean, I'm not advocating or telling people not to go to school. I mean, obviously, I know, like, you have a voice and you spread your knowledge, and you never know who you're affecting and who you're inspiring and how many people really listen. But I would not advocate for anyone not to go to school. I'm not telling you guys not to. I'm just saying, if you think that you need to and you're hardcore, just shoved up your ass that it's hardcore. I can't even fucking speak, dude. If it's hardcore shoved up your ass that you need to go to school to be something, you're crazy. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of jobs available in the world. I mean, the one thing about this economy, dude. I mean, it is seem like it's, you know, it's not collapsing in my eyes. I mean, obviously the price fucking raises like a motherfucker or crazy, but generally, like I was just saying earlier, there's not too much shit that I buy that's overpriced or anything like that. I mean, I look for the good ass deals, man. I shop on Amazon more times than anything, and there's times, I mean, buying shit on Amazon in bulk food wise, it's far more beneficial than in person, dude. Some of those bullshit-ass prices, but nothing makes you feel way better than going into a damn supermarket and store that the prices aren't that bad. You want to know somewhere that I think doesn't have, has underrated bomb-ass prices? Walmart. You know, for the longest time, I really never went to Walmart for food. I think the last thing I bought at Walmart was this fucking TV right here. I mean, it's crazy because you look up some shit online and a particular item or something that you want, and all these stores are listing your items. Some places have it more fucking expensive than others. Some have it cheaper than others. You got to look for the best and beneficial price. There's this quote, you get what you pay for. So, I mean, yeah, the cheaper things are the best, you know, the generic brands. Like we're saying, like the Kirkland, great value for Walmart. I mean, I don't fucking mind most generic brands, as long as it, I mean, I don't know, I'm not too sharp or keen on that kind of shit where you just, oh, I can tell the differences and all that. I mean, orange soda probably, perhaps, but I don't know, some people shun those generic brands, some people shun cheaper prices in general. I mean, you shouldn't ever shun any prices. I mean, looking at the way that this world is, and looking at the way these prices are substantially raised, there's no room, let alone, it's just with the prices gauged or without, there should be no fucking judgments here in this world, ladies and gentlemen. We're all humans, we're all people, we're all, by the way, my fucking power strip, you know, with the multiple plugs and stuff, the outlets, that shit blew yesterday when I plugged the air fryer in, and decided to bring the air fryer in the room, because I didn't want to go wait in the kitchen and stuff. I had a movie on in my room, had it on the Bluetooth speaker, and it sounded hella good. And point blank, I just didn't want to wait in the kitchen while the movie was playing. So I plugged that shit in, and it stopped fucking working, dude. It's the power strip. It's not the outlet. But back to what we're saying. So you shouldn't judge anybody off of that shit. Like, especially, like, when it comes to buying lesser products. Like, one thing I've always thought about is, you know, I'm a man of the people. I mean, I like to think that I generally have the right way of thinking for stuff, especially if it comes down to spreading my knowledge and obviously talking here. I mean, obviously, like I said, we have our voices here with podcasts. We're able to spread all of our wisdom, and we have a voice, and we're broadcasting that to the hundreds of thousands and millions of people throughout the world that have access to podcasts. So, I mean, in a way, you got to really watch what you're saying in a lot of ways. And you know, obviously, there's all this different ways, different people, different minds, different opinions. Opinions are opinions, you know what I mean? But I've never been one person to give a fuck about what people think in a negative way. If it's a negative or anything towards me like that, I don't give a fuck about it, and I could care less. But, you know, obviously I welcome criticism in a lot of ways, but then the reason why I don't give a fuck as much is because I'm my own biggest critic, and I'm probably 10 steps ahead of those people, and meaning that, you know, whatever there is that they thought of, it's probably something I've been thought of and stuff like that. So I try not to critique or criticize myself or judge myself. You know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I have some low moments, as we all do. But it's our job to battle through, push through, and get through. And quickly to go back to judging people. Like, for one thing I was thinking about earlier. So when it comes to, like, you know, for example, the dollar store, right? You see people, families and stuff shopping there. And, you know, people will judge it. Like, I don't like their products. Or I judge, you judge every other, you know, item or product. Or, oh, now I've heard people say, I'll never get shit there. You know, whatever it is. That's for broke-ass motherfuckers. And, like, how about this? Fuck you. There's nothing wrong with saving money. I mean, obviously, like, you look at the world that we're in. You look at the fragile state of the world. And it's people. It's people are sensitive as fuck in a way. Some are, some aren't. Some are just people who are trying to live their daily lives. They're trying to live life. They're trying to enjoy themselves. They're trying to just simply make it. Mind you, I'm not just fucking living. I'm not just surviving. I will never categorize myself as just excuse me. I will never categorize myself. I don't even know if I'm fucking saying that word right. I will never categorize my life as me surviving it. I don't want to live a life that's full of me just going and getting through the worst things. Oh, I'm tough enough, you know, I'm tough enough to do it. No, I'm going to ensure that my quality of life, my choices, my the outcomes of many things that I choose are not the same repeated outcomes if I am to fall short. I don't judge people. I mean, I'm my own biggest critic. Obviously, I'm not perfect or anything like that. I mean, obviously, we all have a dirty laundry and all that. But one thing I do stand for is the truth. I mean, I will sit here and help the fuck out of someone else. But when it comes to myself, whatever it is, a specific topic or whatever, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I won't help myself. That's a huge problem a lot of people have. You know, you can help others, but we can't help ourselves. Why is that? I mean, obviously, I mean, I can't necessarily even answer that question boldly or, you know, strategically. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, why can I help others, but I can't help myself? Because I'm not those other people. You could tell 5 people something, give them 5 different people advice, and they could all go and do different things. And you have that one, maybe 2 people that do stick out, and you're able to, if you're able to spot the differences between people, if you're able to spot the unique qualities between, if you're one of those people that is simply able to spot those kinds of things, you know what I mean? Unless you're just blind, you know, a blind thinker, you don't really think about things as deeply as that, or you're just basic thinking. And, you know, I'm not one person that thinks basic. I'm someone who thinks deep beyond everything. We are going to cut to a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, because I have to actually pee really bad. But, oh my God. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. I can't ever get a break. I'm always in trouble for something here. I'm always doing something wrong here, ladies and gentlemen. So, mind you, I get so damn distracted when it comes to just anything and everything. Dude, when I'm in my cleaning mode, I'm in my absolute fucking cleaning mode. So, mind you, where this specific topic came from, specifically like what warranted me to discuss this one, is like, because I get yelled at and consistent rude text messages that get ruder and ruder because I'm doing a podcast. I mean, I was doing everything else, taking care of things. I mean, I was sleeping, man, for, let me tell you guys, I was sleeping for a long fucking time, dude. Like, this last week and a half, I've been sleeping like crazy, feeling hella lazy, just not getting shit done. But, you know, I get so caught up in everything I'm doing, and I don't have time. I mean, sometimes I just can't sit down and talk on the phone and sit in one spot, man. I feel like I have ADHD. I always have to feel like I'm doing to do something. And, you know, it's just like, you know, I can't focus on one thing, and sometimes it gets so damn distracted. But, yeah, I'm getting yelled at because of that. And just, okay, I mean, I can't control that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I understand where specific people, individuals are coming from when it comes to that. But, you know, I'm not going to let anybody yell at me. But, you know, obviously, I turned back on the Wi-Fi because remember when I said I had the podcast in airplane mode? I turned back on the podcast and turned back on the Wi-Fi connection and I get fucking yelled at. I wake up my phone wakes up to a bunch of different messages and stuff like that. I mean, like I said, I just don't want my calls to be interrupted. I don't like to get distracted by anything, dude. You know what I mean? I just don't like to be distracted by shit. You know what I mean? I get too damn distracted too fast. And we promised a new fucking show, a new fucking episode. I mean, and we're going to put a new fucking episode out, ladies and gentlemen. So, mind you, like I said, if you like our show, like I said, give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. We're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify and 9 other platforms. Man, I fucking love this. I love Spotify. I mean, I love how structured they are. I love how easy it is. I love how they're more for the creators and stuff like that. And you have like the Spotify for podcasters and stuff like that, how they merged Anchor with Spotify, and you know, just the whole setup and everything, just super incredible and super substantial, dude. I really fucking love it. We probably got maybe 20 more minutes here on this episode. We have to touch base on some of the other stuff here in the world of combat sports. Man, I just seen a video or something earlier, and I responded to a post on Twitter. So, if you don't know, now you know. In the world of boxing, former YouTube star, social media influencer Jake Paul takes on Mike Tyson in July. I don't remember the fucking date, July 20-something. But so Jake Paul will be taking on Mike Tyson. Who would have fucking thought? Who would have fucking thought, right? Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm surprised. I mean, that was one of the options I was thinking of possibly for people, for him to box against. But, you know, I'm here at this stage. I'm able to say that I know Jake is for real. Obviously, people want to sit here and say things are rigged. And boxing obviously has the worst judges and shit like that. So does MMA, though, to be very fair. But Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, sign me up. I mean, if you look at Mike Tyson's videos, I mean, he's 3 days in a row. I mean, day 3, he just released his other video, I think, yesterday. He's taking this seriously. Seems to be more excited for this fight than his Roy Jones Jr. fight. Because if I'm not mistaken, ladies and gentlemen, that fucking last fight Mike Tyson had with Roy Jones was god fucking awful, dude. It was fucking horrible. Lackluster and just a shell of a performance for both men. It was no activity in that fight whatsoever. I mean, I can go back and retract my comments if I'm wrong, if I go back and watch that fight, and we could talk about it in a future podcast and maybe a little bit closer, leaning towards when it comes a little bit closer to the fight. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, sign me up. I mean, Mike Tyson has to be, out of everybody that Jake Paul has fought, Mike Tyson has to be the hardest puncher that Jake has fought to date. In 10-1, his only loss is Tommy Fury. I mean, how is this fight going to go? How do you guys think this fight's going to go? Now, I shouldn't put myself on the spot because I was just thinking like 3 seconds ago. I feel like it's been forever since I have broke down a fight, meaning, I mean, mind you, we have had the return of the podcast in full form. We have had all these consistent episodes, and we just returned with Fight Talk and stuff. I mean, talking about the fights and stuff. We've been so bent up on talking about the world and its events and everything going on. Obviously, we can't forget where we came from. We can't forget why the reason why I started this whole podcast in general, but obviously, like I said, there's just so much to talk about. Not just fights and stuff. I mean, rewatching UFC 298. Speaking of that, we have some UFC stuff, UFC 298 recap, and you know, and other interesting things to discuss regarding this recent pay-per-view. I mean, Sugar Sean O'Malley defending his title. Taking that one loss and avenging it against Chito Vera. We got to talk about that. But let's go to Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Okay, so we got a really interesting fight. I mean, on paper, pretend there's no Mike Tyson, just a fight. Pretend that he's not old. Pretend there's no such thing as washed out. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson just seems like he would beat the brakes off of Jake Paul in a way. He's vicious. He punches hard. I mean, obviously, he's a former heavyweight champion in boxing. But he's a lot older now, and he's nearly 60. And his last fight was horrible. I mean, other than that, I mean, he hasn't really fought. I mean, fans of 50-plus-year-old fighting or boxing, let alone if you think about the brain damage, let alone if you think about just the damages, everything that can come with it. You know, combat sports is dangerous, let alone if you're 20, 30, or 40. But Mike Tyson has relatively kept himself in good shape over the years and stuff. I mean, obviously, like, he has his own weed farm. He has the podcast. I mean, he's, you know, very well known around the world. And, he, you know, obviously, he's been very active, as in when it comes to just doing things over the years, like just when it comes to going to fights or promoting or just doing whatever, anything ever and whatever. Like, you just fucking, you see Mike Tyson everywhere, on podcasts, backstage, you know, Super Bowls, whatever the fuck it is. You know, Mike Tyson has been a very active person, and he seems to be in, you know, fairly good shape. I mean, meaning, like, he doesn't have any health problems, you know, stemming from boxing. I mean, we've seen a couple of fighters and stuff come from boxing that aren't the same ever again. And, you know, obviously, boxing is primarily punching, you know, and more shots to the head than anything. I mean, obviously, you got the body shots, the liver shots, and all that. But, you know, MMA is a lot more dangerous in a lot of ways. People try to have that little debate, which one's more dangerous. I mean, obviously, I feel like the art of eight limbs, Muay Thai, elbows, when you're able to use your elbows, your punches, your knees, your kicks, obviously, you're saving damage to your head, but that doesn't mean your other parts of your body won't get fucked up. I mean, your back, your knees. Dude, it's a hurt business. It's the hurt business. So, for Jake Paul, this will be a big test, but there will always be that weird little distant question mark on his skills. I mean, if you look at it, and I don't think Jake Paul's in the world of boxing become a champion. I mean, obviously, it's not like the UFC ranks. Like, it's not like it's, oh, number five, number 10 fighting number two, or number two fighting number something. This is the entertainment business as well. I mean, obviously, you want to get people's asses in the seats. You want to get everybody in the seats. What does Jake Paul attract? What does Jake Paul do best? He attracts eyes, both negative and positive. You got the people that are hating on him, that are rooting for him to lose, that are praying and hoping. They don't even know him, and they're hating him, sending him horrible messages online that he'll never read. You know, obviously, like I said, I'm all for this, obviously, at the same time. But you can't ignore the realistic part of it. I mean, this fight could either go two ways. I mean, if Mike Tyson knocks out Jake Paul, then holy shit, I mean, that's going to be a real sour lemon to swallow. Or, you know, that's going to leave a bad sour taste in Jake Paul's mouth. In 2024, what does Jake Paul losing to Mike Tyson do? I mean, I don't know. I mean, does it damage his star power? I don't necessarily think so. But, I mean, I see, I mean, obviously, we're going to get right into the breakdown and the prediction. I see Jake Paul knocking Mike Tyson out. I mean, that's just what I would bet. I mean, obviously, Mike Tyson hasn't been cleanly punched in a while. And like we were just saying about the footage, and like 60 seconds of footage, and put all together, different little tiny clips of the training days all meshed together in one collaged video. It doesn't show every single... Those videos Mike Tyson's releasing, when it comes to those, him getting ready, quote-unquote, for Jake Paul. I mean, obviously, he looks fast. He looks good. It's nice to see him. I mean, I don't remember back the lead-up to the Roy Jones fight. Wasn't it like an exhibition fight or something like that? I mean, I don't know. It's heavily rumored, but I don't know if this is actual fact. Don't quote me on this, but I don't know what the fucking rule set's going to be. what they can use, what they're limited to. If they're wearing headgear, man, I'm not watching that shit. It needs to be a boxing fight. And Jake Paul versus Woodley. Jake Paul versus Woodley 2. Showtime. Whatever it is. I mean, and some other, speaking of that, I know this is completely off topic. Some other fights popped in my head that I did not know were happening in the world of boxing and stuff now. But, I mean, if Mike Tyson's able to keep up the pace and you know, isn't hesitant, I mean, you can't hit what you can't touch. And then Jake Paul is good with his distance. I mean, he's longer. Mike Tyson's stocky. I mean, how long can he keep that pace up? Yeah, he hits hard. Yeah, he's dangerous at any given time, but it's a fight. You never know what can happen. I mean, I don't know what would happen had Jake Paul fought Mike Tyson when he was in his prime. I mean, that would have been a scarier story. But what I would be concerned of, if I could think of anything, would be the cardio. Maybe Mike Tyson can't keep that pace up, and Jake Paul is able to weather him down and land that kill shot later on. Later on in the fight. I mean, I don't know how long the rounds are. I don't know any of that. But I think for Jake to beat Mike Tyson, it adds a lot more to his legacy in a way. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't consider myself just a top-tier boxer. I mean, he's getting wins over top-quality fighters. I mean, different fighters who are in their primes at different times. You know, starting off fighting stupid-ass YouTubers to fighting pro fighters, former UFC champions, former champions in general, to the best boxers of all time. And Mike Tyson probably is like the most modern day best boxer, one of the most credentialed boxers that he's fought. I mean, he's fought MMA champions, former UFC champions. Jake has, being the Tyron Woodley, you can't ignore Tyron Woodley's emphatic resume in the UFC. I mean, former welterweight champion. I mean, what Tyron Woodley's been able to do. I mean, Tyron Woodley should be the second hardest puncher that Jake has fought, other than Mike Tyson. Well, he will be the other. Other than that, I say skill-wise, I mean, and all these fighters were skilled. I mean, Ben Askren couldn't box his way out of a paper bag. I mean, Ben Askren was never known for his stand-up. I mean, he was good for his grappling. He was great with his wrestling, his ground and pound. But it's a new age and a new era. I mean, especially if you look at his short tenure in the UFC. I mean, for the longest time before he even crept close to the UFC, Ben Askren was talking the most ultimate shit about fighters he'd think he would beat. And he just talked like he was the ultimate hot shit. When he went to the UFC, it was a different thing. He shouldn't even have that win against Robbie Lawler. So, I mean, that's tailor-made for Jake Paul to knock his ass out. I mean, the first fight with Tyron Woodley was fun to watch. The second one, he knocked him out. That's absolutely crazy. I mean, you can't ignore someone's knockout power. You can't ignore the Paul brothers' physique, their commitment. You know, they're obviously athletes in a lot of ways. You can't ignore that. It's not in my spot to hate on that one. But fight prediction-wise, I mean, we'll probably talk about this more, breaking it all down later as the fight gets a little bit closer. Mind you, this is in July, so a question I asked earlier was like, dude, is Mike Tyson going to do day 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? I don't even know. I don't even want to count how many fucking days, because I know for damn sure my birthday will pass before that happens, because my birthday's on July 2nd. I know that the fight's in like the 20-something of July or something. So, I mean, dude, I all signs point to Jake Paul winning, but you know what happens when Jake gets clocked with one of those Mike Tyson left hooks? It can change a trajectory of a fight in any form. You know what I mean? Jake only has one loss. Obviously, it's to Tommy Fury, brother of one of the best heavyweight boxers in the modern day era, and Tyson Fury. I mean, Jake didn't look completely outmatched in his fight against Tommy Fury. I mean, obviously, he was only inches away. I mean, he did land some good shots in that fight too, and he did wear well in a lot of ways. But unfortunately, he wasn't the victor that night. But if he's just adding his legends resume, adding to his legends resume, then for sure. Then I am not against what he is doing. I mean, obviously, like, some people say, oh, Mike's old, he shouldn't be doing this. What the hell would they sanction this? Why would they allow this? It's so fun watching little fucking dumbass people complain and bitch on the internet about stupid shit like that, dude. It's like, dude, fuck off and watch it. You know your little bitch ass is going to watch it, dude. So Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, July something. You think we'd have the date, you know, meaning like we'd be more professional about it and all that. Quickly before we get out of here, UFC 298 wrapped up last weekend. Sean O'Malley defended his belt for the first time against Chito Vera. Mind you, remember the first time Chito and Sean fought in 2020? Sean had that devastating leg injury, like his nerve shut down, and you know, he always kind of paraded himself and carried himself as he's undefeated and all that. And there was just always that weird question mark. Because like, every single fight that Sean O'Malley's a part of, he gets better and better. We tend to see a little bit more of his skill set every time he fights. Man, he's fantastic. He's devastating. He's quick. You know, he knocks people out. I mean, dude, John O'Malley has had an amazing highlight reel for as long as he's been in the UFC. And to see him being the champion, to see him, I mean, to just... returning to talking to myself personally, returning to talk about these fights and stuff like that has been amazing. I mean, just to, you know, kind of go and see, oh, wow, this pay-per-view is O'Malley. And O'Malley, I mean, obviously, like I said, I mean, he's a young guy, the same age nearly as myself. And, you know, what he's been able to accomplish has been phenomenal. I mean, obviously, now everybody wants to try to find every little fucking way to say that he isn't undefeated. I mean, as he did beat Chito Vera technically did get the victory that night, but people want to jump in and say, oh, the fight with Peter Yan. I have to go back and rewatch that one. But as far as future fights for Sean O'Malley, I mean, I don't really know too much about Merab other than he trains with Aljamain Sterling, another man in weight. I mean, obviously someone who Sean O'Malley is very familiar with. I mean, Merab, how the fuck do you say his last name? Duralishvili. I mean, Merab is like the bantamweight version of Khabib, who probably gets hit a little bit more. I mean, Khabib never got hit or anything like that, but yeah, Merab Duralishvili. Sean seems to be keen to fight that guy. I mean, there's no super matchups right now for Sean that I can think of that would be just, oh my God, super amazing. I just want to see him get together, string together a few, you know, title defenses and stuff like that. God forbid, I don't want him to lose his belt or anything like that anytime soon. You know, there's all these fighters who don't defend their belts and stuff, but Sean seems like he's a guy who's keen and determined to show people why he's one of the best fighters of all time. So congrats to Sean O'Malley. Chito Vera, all class as always. Very sweet human being. Very funny, very hilarious with a lot of the stuff it says. I like when he cusses and stuff like that. It's something I really enjoy. Dustin Poirier, I don't know, I can't pronounce the name of the guy he fought, but he emerged victorious. Nice comeback knockout win over that he was able to get and stuff like that. Still showing why he is top tier and must see TV and top ranked fighter at lightweight. And is he knocking on the door of a title shot? It seems like he has been talking about that for quite some time. It just seems like he's one of those people that could lose one and come back and build it. He always builds himself back up completely. And, you know, now it's talked about, and he's talked about, flirted with the idea of fighting Islam Makhachev, the UFC lightweight champion, you know, brother, essentially, of Khabib Nurmagomedov. I mean, who do I think would win that fight? I think Islam would get that job done, considering that his grappling, he is grappling heavy, but Islam's striking is far better than Khabib's and stuff. So I don't think Islam would knock Dustin Poirier out. I think it's more going to be determined in the grappling department and stuff, and, you know, the submission department and stuff. You know, if that fight does materialize and all that, you know, dude, what a fucking fight that would be. I mean, Poirier is game no matter what. I mean, I know in the future we got Holloway versus Justin Gaethje coming up, dude. And then next week's show, we're going to talk about UFC 300 and all that, and anything and everything else updated with that. Anything and everything else that has happened since then. A lot seems to always happen every week and stuff. I mean, in the podcast world, there's so much shit to always talk about, ladies and gentlemen. So, I think that is it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Good fucking God. I mean, good fucking good. I'm glad, I'm grateful, I'm blessed, and I'm happy to be back. I'm always good. Always happy to be back. Always good. You know, always want to follow through with my promises. Like I said, I want to time my tweets properly with the podcast and stuff like that. So you guys will have another great episode. This is episode 504. I mean, we're in the 500s era, man. So I'm still on a absolute high. Cloud nine, dude. Holy shit. It's exciting. It's great to be back. As always, it's an honor to sit down with you guys for an hour or more or less. Anytime I'm able to sit down with y'all, it's the best. I said y'all. Howdy, y'all. I talk to curling. No, I'm just kidding. But ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our episode of True Speech with the King. Like I said, if you guys like our show, which you should, obviously, listening to it, but leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review, suggest and share our show. Obviously, a lot of people have been Googling, a lot of people have been searching directly for this podcast, and the demographics and stats and stuff are all posted on my social media account. I mean, it's substantial how many people are tuning in, how many people are listening, how many people still listen, even when we weren't being consistent back-to-back, but now we're on a regular schedule and stuff like that, so that makes it far more beneficial. So I appreciate y'all for joining us here on this episode. True Speech Pod on Instagram, True Speech Pod on Threads, and x.com/TrueSpeechPod as well. X, formerly known as Twitter. GT King Official on Twitter, x.com/GT King Official. G the King _ official on Instagram and Threads, and so forth. You can click the link in my Instagram bio directly. It takes you to all of my social media, and obviously, like I said, we're working to get back into that account. I just gotta find the fucking email. I'm pretty damn sure which one it is, and we'll be back on that, and we'll keep it updated, and then some, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, it's been a pleasure. Like I said, as always, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we started the show at like 3 or something like that, 3 a.m. Like, dude, I'm used to these early ass podcasts, dude. It's well, between the breaks and stuff like that, you know, when I ate dinner, you know, I did whatever else the fuck I did during this, but it's nearly 6 a.m. now, but yeah, we took a couple breaks in between then, but mind you, we will be back sooner rather than later. I can't tell you which day specifically, but we will be back sooner rather than later. Most likely Monday, most likely maybe even tomorrow, who fucking knows then. We'll be back sooner rather than later, though, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your weekend. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and don't do any drugs that I wouldn't do, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, just don't do drugs at all, ladies and gentlemen. Just be nice, be kind to people. You never know the last time you're going to speak to someone. Be kind, be humble, and always be appreciative of everything you've got, ladies and gentlemen, because we only get one life and we don't get no restarts. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up, yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up, yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go away like the flip of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go away like the flip of a switch.